so easily led. I thought. Pants down with blood in the eye. I thought, blood in the line is life, living a life. Sucking by the news of the legally dead. To walk, hey, I thought, living the life is life, living the life, living the life is life, living the life.
Hello, welcome to the Too Much Rock podcast number 63. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I hope you didn't miss me last week. I was ill with the flu and did not have time to do a podcast, but I did have time to watch lots of bad television and flatten the cushions on my couch, so something was accomplished. We started things off this week with The Hidden Cameras with the song Learning to Lie off their album Awoo, pronounced just like that. That was released on Arts and Craft Records of September of last year, a band out of Toronto, or basically Joel Gibb, I guess, is the band and whoever happens to be with him. A very good album, and I think they've got something coming out soon as well, so look forward to that because I know I've enjoyed the last albums and played them on the podcast as well. I've got a long podcast here, making up for lost time, so I better start off things quick here. This is Oh No Oh My with the song Our Mouths Were Wet. Okay, that was It's a Musical with the song The Music Makes Me Sick off the Music Makes Me Sick EP released by the band in May of this year. The band is Ella Blixt and Robot, a gentleman she met in Germany. You may know Ella Blixt better as Bobby Baby, a Swedish dance pop sort of gal who I believe has another Bobby Baby album or EP or something coming out real soon. So I'm looking forward to that. I've played her on the podcast in the past. Check out her videos on YouTube. They're so wonderful. Before that, we played Oh No, Oh My with the song Our Mouths Were Wet from the band's Between the Devil and the Sea EP that came out on Dim Mac Records in July of this year. They're on the road now, or they seem to be on the road constantly. I know I've seen them through Chicago a couple of times, but missed them at their stop last week as I was ill, so that's sad. Coming up next, I've got a track by Inner Shikari. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is called Mothership.
Yeah.
don't go down on me, someone else
that song is about. That is Sweet with the song Someone Else Will. That was released as a single in 1974, though I just got that on the 2002 UK reissue of Desolation Boulevard, and that's a bonus track there, and definitely a bonus. I probably would have played Fox on the Run for you, as that's one of my favorite songs of all time, the single version, not the album version. But I fear you've heard that too much. Before that, we played Inner Shikari with the song Mothership off their album Take to the Skies, released in the U.S. March of this year on Ambush Reality Records, an English band there, and I've seen them play here in Chicago about 2 months ago. The crowd went crazy. It was all kids. And you can decide if you like the emo with the death metal vocals and the U.K. techno-y pop keyboards. I don't know. I like it. It's a guilty pleasure, though, so we'll keep that between us and the other four people that listen to the podcast. Speaking of reissues, let's talk about Ozzy. It is the season to talk about Ozzy, right? So I went looking for my Bark at the Moon album and only found I had a cassette version, so I went out and bought the 2002 reissue, the newest reissue, brinkin' spankin' new, with a couple of bonus tracks, and thought, yeehaw. Then I listened to it and went, what the hell is this crap? So I had to do some research. Well, it turns out that Ozzy never gave credit to anyone on the first few solo albums and said he wrote everything. That wasn't the case. Ozzy was drunked out, and washed up at that point. And it was really his band that kind of carried him through. But he didn't want to give them credits and didn't want to give them money, and Sharon agreed with him, of course. So what happened in 2002 is Ozzy went back into the studio with his current lineup and re-recorded all the first two albums, both Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman. And so that way the original musicians would have no beef because they weren't even on the album anymore. Very bad. The albums don't even say they re-recorded, so avoid those 2002 reissues. There's some 95 reissues that are really good, though. However, with Bark at the Moon, he didn't re-record it. He just went in and remixed it. He changed everything about it, updating the album to give it a more current sound, getting rid of some of that 80 guitar noises and big echoes and things of that sort. And it's just horrible. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to play a little bit of the song Rock and Roll Rebel from the 2002 reissue. And then I'm going to play the original Rock and Roll Rebel. And you can hear the difference.
Hey!
kind of a Halloween double shot there for you. That was Rocky Erickson and the Aliens with the song Bloody Hammer, released around 1979, I think, though I have it on the You're Gonna Miss Me original soundtrack that came out this summer on Palm Pictures. Somebody sent me the DVD of the movie You're Gonna Miss Me, and I watched it, and I was never that big of a fan of Rocky Erickson, but seeing the movie puts a lot of it in context, and got me to go out and pick up some 13th Floor Elevator CDs that I didn't have, so I'm sure you'll be hearing those on upcoming podcasts. Before that, we heard Ozzy Osbourne with Rock and Roll Rebel off of his album Bark at the Moon, originally in 1983, though I played both the 95 reissue and the 2002 reissue, and you could hear how they beefed up the guitars and pulled out the wheedling guitar solo, and boy, just kind of ruined that album for somebody who was expecting to relive their childhood. Well, I can see I'm already over in time, so I better hurry here. I want to thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. This has been number 63. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a Boston band called Frank Smith. Not one person, but a band. And in true Boston fashion, of course, it's members of other bands comprising this one. We're going to play this song, Put Some Curtains Up. This is off their album Heavy Handed Peace and Love on Ye Olde Records, released this summer.
Maybe it's the way my wet, shaky hands go dry.